I'm Dan Klefstad. During his budget address, Governor J.B. Pritzker called out lawmakers who've suggested separating Chicago from the rest of Illinois. Sam Dunklaw reports Pritzker's call for unity got a standing ovation, but not everyone was clapping.
Pritzker chastised a group of lawmakers who have been the most recent sponsors of the proposal. Cutting off Chicago, he argued, will not fix problems downstate.
So some of you need to stop pretending that one part of Illinois can exist without all of the others. We are one Illinois.
But State Representative Dan Calkins of Decatur, one of the Republicans Pritzker was criticizing, is pleased his message is getting the governor's attention.
We obviously live in the governor's head, or at least the people that write his speeches. And it's the recognition. This is what we're seeking.
The Democratic majority, meanwhile, has not recognized the proposal. It's never been called for a vote, and even most Republicans are not on board. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Just over half of Illinois voters approve of Pritzker's job performance. 51% either strongly or somewhat approve, versus 38% who disapprove. That's according to new polling results for the Paul Simon Institute at SIU Carbondale. State House reporter Brian Mackey tells us that's up significantly from a year ago.
Back then, Pritzker was in his first months on the job, and just 40% of poll respondents approved of his performance. That's 11 points below where he is this year. Pritzker is most popular in Chicago and its suburbs, less so downstate, and as you'd expect, his support breaks down along party lines, with 3 in 4 Democrats giving him a thumbs up, and 3 in 4 Republicans turning thumbs down.
The poll also asked about Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who's up for re-election this year. His numbers were similar to Pritzker's, with 52% approval. Governor Pritzker wants to make sure all College Illinois account holders get their tuition money. The program let families prepay their child's tuition to help avoid future price hikes, but the program suffered as tuition increases outpaced investment returns. The College Illinois program isn't accepting any new contracts because of concerns there won't be enough money to fulfill existing commitments. But in his budget plan, Governor Pritzker proposed dedicating $27 million for that purpose. College Illinois has more than $300 million deficit. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU Carbondale has signed on to the Second Nature Climate Commitment. It's a pledge that's also been signed by more than 800 other college and university leaders across the country. Interim Chancellor John Dunn says the community will benefit from the university's energy savings.
I'd like to see a large array, almost a solar farm, which I think would be very good. It would allow the community to be able to access an energy source without necessarily having solar panels on their home or their roof.
Dylan Gibson is a graduate student studying environmental resources at SIUC. He says he wants the future world to be healthy.
Well, yeah, that's right. We want some kind of world left over that's something like what we have now, so absolutely.
By signing the agreement, the university pledges to develop campus plans that'll reduce the carbon footprint of the overall SIUC campus. Today's weather across the lower 48 states is forecast to be so quiet that many weather maps are showing up virtually blank. Other than perhaps a few showers along the southeast coast, it's as if the continental United States has a massive deflector shield for rain and snow today. Forecasters say while these quiet days aren't tracked, they don't happen more than one or two times each year. The Southeast Missouri State Board of Regents has considered several academic program changes. It's meeting today on the Cape Girardeau campus. The proposed changes include transitioning the current Bachelor of Science in Human Environmental Studies option to standalone programs within the Departments of Children and Family Studies, Kinesiology, and others.